Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, our physical therapists are back, and we're going to start the show by talking about stretching. Do you stretch on a regular basis? Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum be with us to talk about that. But before we get to them, I want to welcome our physical expert.
Yeah, that's me.
Jill Nadeau. She's a champion bicycler, and she knows a lot about good exercise routines to go through, and she also knows a lot about listener contributions during our fall member drive. Listener contributions, they're the largest source of funding at WPR, and your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, The Larry Mueller Show, on the air. So make your contributions now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jill, how are we doing?
Well, good morning, Larry. We are doing pretty darn good. Last break, or last hour, we got heard from 18 different members, new and returning. So thank you all for those gifts. And right now, this is so wonderful. We have a dollar-for-dollar match and up to $4,500. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Stevens Point, and it means that they'll match every dollar that you give.
Pretty cool. It's their way of encouraging you to join them and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So right now, you can double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes the program possible, this one, and so many others as well. And when you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now, you might think that you don't have to support WPR because, well, everybody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
Yeah, now it's time for you to make that decision. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month. You choose the amount, though, that works for you. Just give now. It's time at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Today, make a gift of any amount for WPR programs and you'll have five chances to win a $250 gift card to your local grocery store. What would you buy with the extra cash?
The best stuff out there. Cheese and coffee.
I'd buy all these fun, special snacks that I don't normally allow myself to buy.
Ooh, extra ice cream for sure.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. No contribution is necessary. You can find all the details at WPR.org/drawing. You can't win if you don't enter, so make your gift now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And your support today of WPR keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong.
That's right. Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And don't forget, we got that dollar-for-dollar match, haven't we, Joe?
Absolutely. And right now, we've got $4,140 left to go. So there's plenty of time, but don't wait too long because we really could use your support. There's room for your gift to be matched. So give us a call at 888-202-2552 or go on the internet and go to WPR.org, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing. You just heard about it. It's for a $250 grocery gift card. In fact, you'll have five chances to win. No contribution necessary. You can see WPR.org/drawing for details. But Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And sustainers, of course, you make the ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
Absolutely. And why not take this time to become a sustainer if you're not one? It's really easy to set up monthly donations. It can be from your bank account or your credit card. So just do that at WPR.org, or if you prefer, on the phone, 888-202-2552. And it's such a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love. Like Christopher in West Dallas says, we feel the need, not for speed, but to support a trustworthy news source and to show our appreciation for the encyclopedic knowledge of Larry Mueller and his guests. And Rebecca in Wisconsin Rapids says, I love listening to the inspiring and educational stories that I can't get elsewhere. How true.
Christopher, Rebecca, thank you so much. What about you? I'd love to say thank you to you as well. Your gift is so powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552. Make your contribution right now, and thank you so much. As we visit with our two guests today, Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, are with us to talk about stretching, among other things. Lori is a physical therapist, athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Lori, hi.
It's good to be here.
Jill Tyne Nissenbaum is an associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program. Good to see you too, Jill.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Larry.
So we'll talk about the different kinds of stretching, when to do it, also how it could benefit someone with a musculoskeletal disorder, perhaps. We want to hear from you, though. What do you want to know about the do's and don'ts of stretching? Do you have questions for our physical therapist? Maybe other ones. Join the conversation. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. And I know there's a lot of conflicting information out there about how much stretching does for us or doesn't do for us. Jill, let me turn to you first. Do you see a big difference in the overall health of a person who stretches versus someone who doesn't stretch? Someone like me who...
So stretching is such a large, vague term. And I think that's why a lot of the evidence related to stretching is conflicting. So you can do stretching that focuses primarily on muscles. You can do stretching that actually mobilizes your nervous system. You can do stretching that actually tries to stretch out the capsule around the joint. So we have to kind of break this down a little bit before we talk about is stretching good and is stretching bad. What we know from a joint perspective is you want the muscles that are around the joint to have adequate flexibility. If they are tight, you will load your joint differently. And we want to make sure that load is distributed evenly across the joint. So for people who have tightness in their muscles that is impacting their joints, stretching is a good idea. So how's that for a very long answer to your very simple question?
And so that takes care of one aspect.
It kind of scratches the surface or the tip of the iceberg for one aspect. Because even if we talk about the specific population, for example, as we age, our muscles get a little bit tighter. We talk about the specific population who needs to stretch their muscles. And Larry, we'll pick on you because you had mentioned you'd offered yourself up. So then we get into what kind of stretching is right for Larry. Is it better for Larry to do a static stretch where they hold it for a prolonged period of time? Or is it better for you to do some sort of dynamic stretch like you would see in a dynamic warm-up? And those stretches are very different and their intention is very different. Typically, we prescribe static stretching for someone who we really want to kind of creep the fibers out, increase the length of the muscle. And many times we do it once the muscle is warmed up. So we might do static stretching post activity. So you go for a walk, your muscles are warm, you've used them. We might do some stretching after that to try and increase the muscle length. Prior to competition, prior to your jog, prior to playing pickleball, you would actually want to do a little bit more of a dynamic stretch where you're still lengthening the muscle, but you're not holding it there for a prolonged period of time. So see how complicated stretching is? It's really challenging. And this is why we encourage people to see physical therapists, because we can help guide them through that process.
When you say a long period of time, what do you mean?
So another great question, how long should I be holding a stretch? It's somewhat correlated to age, because we know that younger tissue seems to respond rapidly. So as a general rule, people who are under the age of 40, we say you can hold that stretch for 30 seconds. People who are in their 50s or 60s may need actually to let that tissue creep out. They may need to hold it closer to 45 or 60 seconds.
So, you know, as I think about stretching for a long period of time, it almost feels like it's an exercise in itself.
It is. And it should, and it is. It is a commitment. You know, people sometimes dismiss the stretching part of their routine and go straight into their cardiovascular or their strength training. And the stretching is a very, very, very important component. I believe it was Nolan Ryan who said, "Warm up to stretch, don't stretch to warm up." So, Lori, what thoughts do you have?
Yeah, what do you think, Lori?
Well, the research suggests that the length of time you hold the stretch isn't as important as the total amount of stretching time. So typically, evidence has suggested 2 minutes of stretching. And so I tell people you can do 1 by 2 minutes, 2 by 1 minute, 4 by 30 seconds. It doesn't really matter. But the total stretch time is what counts when you're talking about increasing the length of the muscle. So the dynamic warm-up that Jill was talking about, you know, it's much more of a dynamic warm-up. I wouldn't necessarily even classify it as a stretch, because you're not really stretching. The other thing, you know, Jill alluded to the fact that the research is really messy on this, and partly because all the research that they've done in the past, oftentimes they've concluded that the reason people's muscles have lengthened wasn't because the muscle was actually longer, but the people tolerated the pain of stretching better. So there really wasn't an actual change in the length of their muscle, but they just tolerated the pain of the stretch better. So the results of this are very, very messy. And as Jill suggested, this is why you see somebody, to get advice on what is the right stretch. Are you doing it correctly? Are you stabilized sufficiently so that you're actually stretching what you intend to stretch? So it's not as simple as it seems. It's not, do I stretch, yes or no?
I so wholeheartedly agree with Lori. I can't tell you how many times patients will say, "Well, I stretch my hamstrings," and I'll say, "Show me how you do that." And the position they get in may actually include more trunk flexion. And what I always explain is the freest segment moves, which means that the segments that have more mobility are going to move first. And the intent of the stretch is actually to increase mobility in the tightest area. So as Lori said, the position is so important, and how you position the joints adjacent to the muscle, things like that. And so I think there's many, many people who are very well intended in their stretching. And I think seeing a physical therapist to kind of teach them those slight little nuances of position is what can really make a difference.
Lori Tyne Brody and Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, our guests today. Questions for them, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. We're in our fall member drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. Jill Nadeau back. She's done a little stretching. She's all ready to go here as we talk about gifts. Your gift, as a matter of fact, your gift, very important. That's because gifts from people like you are the largest source of funding for your WPR programs. And your gift keeps this program and all the programs you enjoy going strong. So I hope you'll invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have that dollar for dollar match, and it's up to $4,500 in effect right now. And we have $3,530 left of that. So that's great, but we still have a ways to go. So make sure you take advantage of that. It's a great time to donate. Current members, including a member in Stevens Point, will double every dollar that you give. That's right, double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you invest in WPR, you know you can count on reliability and value in return. We've been here for more than 100 years. I've been here for about half that.
I was going to say, you haven't been here for 100 years, Larry.
About half of it, I think. And there's no end in sight to WPR or me, I guess.
Absolutely.
We're reliable. You can count on us.
And you know, WPR is really a great value. You can turn on the radio at any hour of the night or the day, and you always hear something interesting, and you learn something new. So why don't you invest in your future listening? Choose an amount that works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can support the programs even more, I think, by becoming a sustainer, making ongoing monthly gifts. You take it from your bank account or off your credit card.
Absolutely. Month after month, you'll be supporting the programs that you love, and that'll make you feel great, and you won't have to try to remember to renew. So pick any amount that works for you. Just, you know, say $10 a month and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
The new WPR long sleeve t-shirt is soft and comfortable. The perfect thing to wear on a fall hike, staying cozy indoors, anywhere you want to show that WPR is your source for information and inspiration. Where would you wear your WPR long sleeve shirt?
On a chilly day at the beach.
On a trip to go apple picking. On a beautiful fall day when the weather is just a little brisk.
I'd wear it when I'm visiting my sister in Michigan, just to really show off that Wisconsin and WPR pride.
This navy cotton shirt features the WPR and NPR logos on the front and a design on the back that showcases your love for the Badger State and your favorite public radio station. Ask for yours now when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during our drive is so important. And your gift could be $10 a month. I know people who give $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Absolutely. And we do have the dollar for dollar match in effect right now. And that is from the generosity of current members, including a member up in Stevens Point. Thank you very much. So what that means is that your gift of $50 turns into $100. 100 turns into 200, and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's on for this hour, and I think it goes away at the top of the hour. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I think it does.
Yep.
So here's your chance. Do it right now. Join your friends and neighbors who believe in the value of WPR and believe in supporting it. Takes the support of more than 50,000 members to make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure that the news and the information that you need is here every day.
Every day. And our dollar for dollar match is still in effect, Jill.
It is.
Where are we? We're at about $3,500 to go for that.
Yeah.
So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and your support goes twice as far.
It does. And you support the programs that you value. And you can always ask for your navy WPR long sleeve shirt. It has a light blue Wisconsin inspired design on a soft navy shirt, perfect for all your favorite fall activities. Ask for yours when you get your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. It's convenient. It's ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, join Deborah in Athens when she says, "I'm very proud of Wisconsin. WPR and Larry's program promote that pride and continue to educate me. Thank you." And Julie in Berlin, oh, I was in Berlin this weekend, says, "I've been a listener only for far too long. It's about time I give back for all the wonderfully interesting content I hear on a daily basis."
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. We're taking a look at physical therapy, all kinds of issues with it, and stretching is what we started with our two guests, Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum and Lori Tyne-Brody, come by every month to talk about a variety of things. This time we've zeroed in a bit on stretching, but certainly we can take other questions as well at 800-642-1234, or you can email us to ideas@WPR.org. Bob in Reedsburg has a question. Let's go there. Bob, hi.
My question is in regards to, I love to use a foam roller and a Theragun and seem to, what are the benefits and what type of duration do you recommend using both the foam roller and a Theragun? Thank you again.
All right. Thanks for calling. How are those used typically? Yeah.
So a foam roller has become very popular, especially for rolling out the lower extremity, hamstrings, quadriceps, the IT band, things like that. And what it does is it creates pressure as the leg or the body part is rolled over the device. So you kind of are pushing in and then creating some sort of pressure. Some people would consider that stretching. Some people would consider it more a change, as Lori talked about earlier, maybe a change in the perception of what you're actually feeling. So perhaps we're gating someone's pain. So when they get off the foam roller, they stretch better. Maybe we are increasing the length of the structure because we're bowing it in instead of stretching it. There's not a ton of research with the Theragun. There's a little bit more stretch looking at, or excuse me, a little bit more research looking at the foam roller, primarily in the lower extremity. But
what's it do, the Theragun?
So the Theragun, Lori, do you want to talk about that?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So the Theragun creates like a pounding boom, 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 boom on the muscle as well. It's like almost like a deep massage. So again, I don't know that I'd necessarily consider what those devices are doing as stretching or lengthening the muscle as much as creating a different sensation, maybe blocking pain, maybe raising their pressure pain threshold, as Lori alluded to earlier, allowing us to stretch more. Because I'd be hard to believe, and you'll see some research studies that show this. They'll look at the length of a muscle, they'll foam roll for 5 minutes, and they'll look at the length of the muscle again, and it'll increase 7 to 10 degrees. And I'm sure Lori would agree with me. I'd be hard pressed to agree with the fact that that foam roller actually increased the muscle length by 10 degrees. As Lori alluded to earlier, probably changed the patient's perception of pain.
Hmm. Yeah. And so in the Theragun, it has the typical Theragun has a number of different attachments. So there's, you know, a large ball type object that, you know, is more of a pounding. There's pinpoint ones to get at a real trigger point. So you might use the Theragun for different kinds of activities and different, different purposes. And in terms of the foam roller, most of them are really thick and fat, and there's a lot of people that it's really awkward for them to use. So my preference is to use a pool noodle instead. It's much narrower in diameter, probably cost a fraction of the price. So that's another option.
I like the way you think. It's cheaper and probably does the job better. All right. Well, Chris in Eagle River has something that relates to stretching. So let's go there. Chris, hi.
Hi, I have a question that hopefully hasn't been covered at the beginning of the program. I take a weightlifting class, and I do lift weights on my own. And our instructor told us several years ago that we should be doing more movement to warm up, more like a semi-aerobic, and that's what she has us do, and not to stretch before lifting weights, because you don't want your muscles long when you begin to lift heavier weights. So now I'm confused as to what is better, to do just warm up like with a rowing machine, or doing floor exercises, or to actually stretch prior to lifting weights.
Yeah, good question too.
Yeah. So the whole purpose would be to increase blood flow and increase circulation to those muscles prior to introducing a load to them. So I do think that movement is better. And many times, even in a weightlifting class, one of the first few minutes you will do is you might go through all the motions that you're going to do with the weightlifting, but do it with less weight. And that is a really good strategy. It increases circulation. It increases blood flow to the working muscles. It wakes them up. Perhaps there's a little bit more motor control with it. So if I had to pick between the two, I would pick something that's a little bit more movement-based than a static stretch. Lori?
And I think what your coach was alluding to is there's research that shows that having a lengthened muscle before a dynamic activity actually decreases the muscle's ability to generate torque. So that's why they don't do a lot of static stretching before a dynamic activity, such as basketball. They do a more dynamic warm-up. So before weightlifting, I would agree with your instructor that doing a dynamic general warm-up, increasing the blood flow, is the way to go, and to do the stretching afterwards.
Yep. All right.
Thank you very much for calling, Chris. Appreciate it very much. And let's take a call from Nancy. Nancy in Grafton, hi.
Hi. I have a question. I got on my left leg at the heel, and the inside of the heel, it's almost as if I'm stepping on a spike. What the heck is that all about?
Is it on the bottom of your heel, Nancy, or the part that touches the ground?
Well, yeah.
Is it worse?
When I'm sitting down, you know, I can be sitting down all of a sudden, holy cats, that hurts.
Is it also worse with the first few steps in the morning, or after you've been sitting for a while and you take a few steps, is it worse?
It can be any old time. Whenever it feels like it, but I don't like to feel it.
No, I don't blame you.
I don't
know
why.
Can you think of anything you did to aggravate it or irritate it, or think of anything that started this?
No.
It's a mystery.
So, well, typically, you know, Jill's asking about plantar fasciitis and a heel spur, and that's usually on the undersurface of your heel towards the inside, but typically it doesn't bother you much while you're sitting. So that's the confusing part. So the classic symptoms of plantar fasciitis are it hurts, especially the first few steps out of bed in the morning. And then as you get warmed up, it feels a little better. Then you sit down, feels better. And then you get walking, it hurts again. So you don't exactly fit that pattern. There are a couple other things that go on with your heel. There's some little nerves there that can, wreak some havoc in the bottom of your foot, and it can be a sharp stabbing pain. You can also have a fat pad problem, and it's one place on our body we like to have some fat. There's a fat pad on the bottom of your heel, and as we age, sometime that thins, and that can create pain in the bottom of your heel. So did this just start suddenly?
Oh, it's been going on for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you haven't seen a physical therapist for this, I would go in and be seen and have your foot examined. So again, one of the questions we always ask ourselves is why you're having trouble in one heel, but not in the other, since both of your feet are probably doing the same thing. So they would want to look at how you move, how you stand, what your leg length looks like, if you have a difference from one side to the other, then see if they can pinpoint the cause of this pain and give you some some interventions, whether it's, you know, a suggestion for a heel cup or an orthotic or anything else, or some specific exercises that will improve that pain. The last thing you want to do is be limping around with a sore foot, because it's going to make you sore someplace else.
That's exactly right.
Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's see, Jill in Jim in St. Germain, what's on your mind?
Hey, Larry, my wife's sitting next to me and she's making me do this. So I have to talk. But anyway, she's got a rotator cuff injury and just has seen a general practitioner. But it's been about 7 weeks ago, and it might slowly be getting better, but you had mentioned that you had taken an injection as opposed to cortisone, and you had had success for it, I think, maybe with your knee. And also, is it a matter of stretching, or how does this be treated without surgery?
So what was it, an acute injury, Jim? Did she have an acute injury, a fall or something, to injure her rotator cuff?
Just woke up and it was sore.
Just woke up.
But it could be from lifting weights, you know, at the gym.
Okay. All right. Has she seen a physical therapist?
No.
All right. Well, that would be my very next step. Because there are a number of possibilities. It could be a primary rotator cuff muscle problem, could be a subacromial bursitis problem. And we want to make sure that she's prepared to get back to her weights at the gym. So I would have her see a physical therapist and they can advise her. In terms of the Synvisc injection that Larry had at the knee, they do not do those at the shoulder. So that's not an option for her there. But absolutely seeing a physical therapist would be the ticket.
Sounds like it to me, for sure. Thank you very much, Jim, for calling. Good luck with your wife and her issues there. Well, we're in our fall member drive. Jill Nadeau joins me, and we're talking about gifts, your gift. It makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for our programs. So step up and be counted as a supporter. You can do it with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we still have that dollar-for-dollar match, don't we, Jill?
We do. But, you know, as time is going, it's dwindling. So this is wonderful. I'm showing that we still have about $660 left. So now is the time to call in so that you can be part of that. This is a great time, like I said, to donate, because current members, including a member in Stevens Point, will double every dollar that you give. And it's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Over time, we've had many comments from listeners who have said, boy, Jill and Lori, when they were on the show, gave me some advice, and I took that advice. I went to see a physical therapist, or I tried this form of exercise or stretching, and it really helped. And we hear that a lot, as a matter of fact, for these two and for other guests that we have on the show as well. And I'm wondering, has this topic or the other topics that you hear benefited you? How's your life enriched by what we do here on the Larry Mueller Show? How is it unique to what you normally might hear somewhere else? I think we're pretty unique, and we're listener supported. And that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Absolutely. You know, it's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine, you know, like a cup of coffee or your favorite snack, maybe.
Consider the news, the information and inspiration, frankly, from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to this program and other programs on WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, $30 a month is just the right amount for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or What should they do? They could phone, too.
They could call, Larry. I think the number is 888-202-2552. I think that's the number.
I do, too.
At 6 o'clock, as soon as my husband gets out of bed, I turn on the radio in the room, and it's on the whole day. I decided to become a sustaining member because it's so convenient. I've been a contributor to public radio probably for close to 20 years. It's just a very convenient way for the money to come out of your checking account on a monthly basis. My name is Nancy, and I'm from Sheldon, Wisconsin, and I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your support during our fall member drive makes all the shows you hear on WPR possible. And your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And Wisconsin Public Radio, you know, we work on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but when you do choose to support it, you make all the WPR programs that you enjoy possible. So how about a gift right now of $10 a month? It's nothing.
Yeah, we'll send you a cap, too, for
$10. Absolutely.
We'll send you that baseball cap, but you decide the amount. Don't listen to Jill. If you want to give $20 a month or $10 a month or whatever amount you want, that's the right amount for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, don't forget, our dollar for dollar match is still in effect. So there's still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And as an added bonus for supporting these programs, your donation enters you in a drawing for a $250 grocery gift card. In effect, you'll have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary. And you can see WPR.org/drawing for details. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And sustainers, of course, with your ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, just become one right now. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs that you love. Sandy in Hayward says, I love learning new things I didn't expect to be learning about. And learning about the news in depth, I especially enjoy Larry Mueller's show. And Lindsay in Stevens Point says, I love listening to the Larry Mueller program and the morning show. Thanks for all you do.
Your gift is really powerful, really makes a difference. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking physical therapy today with Jill Tyne-Nissenbaum, Associate Professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy Program at UW, and Lori Tyne Brody, Physical Therapist and an Athletic Trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. Questions, give a call at 800-642-1234 or email us to ideas@wpr.org. And, you know, I know you also wanted to touch on stretching for people who might have musculoskeletal disorders. And I don't think we covered that, did we? Did we do that?
Well, it really depends upon the specific patient problem. So stretching can be used in the context of wellness. Like I do stretching exercises to maintain my mobility, but there's also stretching in the context of a musculoskeletal injury. So for example, Jim, who was calling on behalf of his wife who had a rotator cuff injury, one of the most important things is we'd want to make sure that she maintains her range of motion in her shoulder so she does not develop a frozen shoulder. So she would do some stretching or some mobility activities. Mobility isn't always stretching. Sometimes it's just active movement. And that's, again, it occurs along a continuum, and that's where that the visit to the physical therapist can help them figure out if you should be stretching or if you should be doing mobilization. Same is true for things like low back pain, whether you should be stretching or moving, or whether you need more stability and strengthening and motor control exercises. So, you know, yeah. Stretching does happen in the context of injury.
Jill, do you want to add to that?
Well, I think there's another very unique population that Lori and I both see and treat, and those are individuals who have hypermobility, and they might have hypermobility in their joints. And many times what they do is they actually use their muscles to offer joint stabilization. And those muscles can sometimes feel tight because they have increased tone. There's a difference between tone and tightness. And in those cases, if you take away that individual's muscle length that's offering their joint some stability, you could actually be making the patient worse. And so even though it feels like the muscle should be stretched, there are times, and Lori, please chime in here, that stretching really isn't the right thing to do.
And you're absolutely right, especially in the case of things like hypermobility or Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Some patients will be familiar with that condition where they feel like they want to stretch, but stretching actually increases the instability that they have. So again, it's not a stretch yes or stress no in very few situations.
Janice emailed with a question about exercises and bone density. She understands that running alone would help for a while until her body got used to the routine. She's wondering how often she should change her exercise routine of yoga, weights, and dance in order to keep building bone density. She's also wondering if it's worth seeing someone about her diet, and is especially confused about it if dairy could be causing harm to her.
Those are a lot of great questions from Janice. And looking at bone mineral density and trying to maintain or improve your bone mineral density throughout your lifespan is very challenging. So Janice is right in that your bones, after a certain amount of time with running, do get bored. And they stop laying down as much bone. They, like your diet, like everything else, love variety. They like rapid impact. They like change of direction. They like all of that. And so the thing that Janice mentioned that really appeals to me from a bone mineral density perspective is the dance. I'm not sure what kind of dance she's doing, but typically dance involves moving in different directions, changing direction, changing speed. So that, of all the things she mentioned, that with weights and doing some yoga, yoga is probably not going to help her bone mineral density, but it's not going to hurt it. Sounds like a really nice combination. Lori, what do you think of that? And what do you think of diet?
And Janice, and in terms of building bone, at some point in your life, you're not going to build bone anymore probably, but you're going to prevent its loss. So just thinking about it in that regard, at a certain point, you're probably not building anymore, but you get it to a certain level and you keep it there, and you keep it by introducing the variety that Jill said. And typically, if you do something like weight training, which is very good and is going to build bone, I would have a lot of variety in that my weight training program so that you get that variety that Jill was talking about. Continue with dance because that is also going to keep that variety. And then in terms of the running, Jill said something that I don't want to be lost, and that is the change of speed. So in your running, you can do things, and one of my favorite words in the world is fartlek.
Fartlek. I knew I was going to do that.
That's Swedish for speed play. And that means when you're running, you don't have to run at a constant speed. You can speed up and slow down. You can run and you can stop and backpedal for a few steps so you get the direction change and you get moving in a different direction, and then you go forward again. And then you stop and you grapevine or shuffle sideways for a while, stop, change direction, and turn and sprint for 10 steps. So you can build that variety into your running program. And the same is true for walking. If you say, man, I can't run, but you can walk and you can vary your speed, speed up, slow down, then stop, and then change directions. So incorporating that variety into your program. And in terms of diet, you know, see a registered dietitian. And, you know, is dairy harming you? You know, this is the dairy state, so, you know, it'd be slander to say it is. But having the right balance of dairy with your leafy green vegetables and so on that also contain calcium. But a registered dietitian would be the best person to speak to about that.
And combining it with vitamin D, making sure you have adequate vitamin D.
Yeah.
Do you recommend supplements?
Again, I leave that to the registered dietitian. And as always, it is best to get your vitamins and minerals from real food, because we don't always understand the interplay of the different vitamins and minerals within food that don't exist when you take a supplement.
Lori Tyne Brody, Jill Tyne Nissenbaum, our guest on the program today. And Jill Nadeau is joining us as well, as we're getting into the last 5 minutes of our hour here in our fall member drive. Your support's really so important, and I hope you'll contribute right now. It's the largest source of funding for our shows. If you haven't contributed yet, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now, so it makes it even better time to give us your gift here. From current members, including a member in Stevens Point, have given us that dollar-for-dollar match. So that means that your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 turns into $200, and so on. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, the show today with Lori and Jill has been so great. I've learned a lot about stretching. I've never been a good stretcher, except when I played baseball and softball. But I've learned a lot now, and I'm going to apply what I've learned to do to the physical activities that I do every single day, and I'm going to use it. What about you? Have you learned something? Has your life been enriched by this program and so many other of the programs that we have? I hope you'll take a couple of minutes to support us right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make this show and many more shows possible. Just choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And we have a really nice new long sleeve shirt this year, and it's printed right here in Wisconsin. It's a navy shirt, and it's got the WPR logo in the front and a Wisconsin-inspired design on the back. So show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR long sleeve shirt today. Give $20 a month or more, of course, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater.
I'm Kathy Ross, and I live in Whitewater. I'm originally from North Carolina, and there, public radio was very much part of my life. And so about 6 years ago, I came to southeastern Wisconsin to be closer to my family. And one of the things that my daughter told me before I got here was, Mom, you're going to love WPR. And she was right.
All the credit is mine for introducing my mother to WPR. Probably one of the better things I've done for you, huh, Mom? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I would agree.
Yeah.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your support is so important. And maybe your contribution is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
We do. And remember, we have a dollar for dollar match.
And we're running out of time.
We are running out of time, but we still have money and we want to get it off the table. So come on. It's a great time to donate because the current members, including the member, a member in Stevens Point, will double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're wondering how much to give, that's really up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into some great programs, programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year round.
Absolutely. So make your gift now before time has run out in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. When you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs that you count on every day.
Here we got about a minute left, and we've got about $500 left on that dollar-for-dollar match. So this is perfect. You've still got time to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your support of WPR go twice as far.
Absolutely, and support the programs you value and ask for the new WPR long sleeve shirt with the WPR logo on the front and the Wisconsin inspired design on the back. So give $20 a month or more, make it go twice as far, and then ask for your shirt at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, I'm going to bring this up. Maybe today's the day you increase your support by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose. Whatever, just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Jill and Lori will be back right after the news. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at some physical therapy issues today. Talked a lot about stretching on the show with our two guests, Jill Tine-Nissenbaum, associate professor in the Doctor of Physical Therapy program at UW-Madison. Lori Tine-Brody is a physical therapist and an athletic trainer at UW Health Spine Physical Therapy Clinic. So what questions do you have for our physical therapists? I hope you'll join in. And when you do, you'll probably talk with our producer, Natalie Guyette, or maybe Jane Rotunda, our other producer. Tyler Ditter, by the way, our engineer, along with Trina LaSousa. So great to have that whole crew with Jill and myself for the show and with Jill and Lori. Great to have them all here. Bruce in Cambridge has a question, so let's go there. Oh, we lost Bruce. Bruce, how about Ron in Madison?
Yesterday, we sorted, boxed, and loaded stuff, preparing to move. This morning, I have discomfort at the waistline, about 1 on the pain scale this morning, and now it's about 2. It's 1/3 of the distance from the top right point of my pelvis going around back to the spine, about 1/3 that distance, if that helps any in figuring out what I might have done wrong.
Probably lifted wrong.
So is it on both sides, Ron, or is it just on one side?
Yeah, well, it's just on the right, and it's a little ways, you know, around to the back side.
Okay, all right.
What kind of movements bother it? Bending forward, bending backwards?
I haven't tried that, but just sitting still on a straight back wooden chair, and it, you know, it bugs me. Actually, if I'm up walking around, I guess I don't notice it because I'm feeling other sensations or something.
You know, those other sensations related to the
I'm
move
going and
as
not
well?
Running into furniture. Maybe I'm distracted from the discomfort or something.
Exactly. But there's nothing going down into your buttocks or down your leg?
No. Other decades, I've had sciatica, and this is very, very mild by comparison. It's just a little annoying when I'm not distracted by other things.
Got it. Well, the most likely candidate is some facet arthritis. So, you have little facet joints. Those are the little synovial joints that go up and down your spine, and they are adjacent to where your nerve roots come out. They can get arthritis just like any other synovial joint in your body. So if you're doing a lot of lifting, that is going to really compress and load those facet joints. So you may have stirred up a little bit of that arthritis in your back, and it would respond to interventions like any other arthritic joint. And that is a little bit of rest, which you may or may not be able to do, and a little bit of over-the-counter medication, and maybe just some gentle stretching, forward, perhaps to the left, taking it a little bit easy today. Is that going to be possible for you?
Hopefully it will be. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's take another call. Louie in Ocado. Hi, Louie.
Yes, here's what I have going on. It was with my index finger and my thumb right next to each other there. And it seemed like about a month ago, they both kind of swelled up a little bit and were hard to bend. And they were kind of tender or painful, I guess you could say. While the thumb, it seems like it's a little bit thicker on the joint part, but it doesn't hurt or anything. But the pointer, that pain has pretty much gone away, except there feels to be like a stiffness or tightness in the joint that it won't close as much as the other hand will. It makes a C shape instead of, closing up a lot tighter.
Yeah.
Anything I can do to get some of that movement back?
Sure. Well, did you do anything that makes that where you can find cause and effect? So we use our thumb and index finger a lot for fine motor control. So to do little pincer grips, to hold keys, things like that. Was there anything you did that could have flared this up, Louie?
No, every once in a while I might have a joint that for some reason will flare up, might be like an ankle or a knee or something like that. But then it generally goes away, and that's what I kind of figured this was, except this really kind of hung on, and the stiffness is still there, the tightness in that joint.
Is this your dominant hand?
Correct.
And what kind of work do you do?
Computer work.
Okay. So you do a lot of typing. You had mentioned a lot of other joints swell. Do you have any systemic rheumatologic conditions, anything like that, that could be attributed to this, Louie?
No, it seems like once in a while something will kind of be a little flared up or tender, but then it generally goes away and you don't hear from it again for, could be months and months.
Yeah. Okay.
And here's another question. Can you open your hand fully? Can you straighten and open your palm fully?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And you don't have any nodules or anything in the palm of your hand?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Well, then one might consider this to be sort of isolated osteoarthritis in your thumb and index finger, perhaps from mousing, if you're doing a lot of mousing with that hand. So that's a possibility. In terms of treatment, you could start with typical, anti-inflammatory measures. In terms of getting mobility back, our mother would love this, washing dishes is a great way to do that, because it's warm water, you grip, you open and close your hand, you move around, you wring out a sponge and so on. So that's a great activity for an arthritic hand. So anything like that. And geez, you could have come and washed windows for me yesterday. It would have been dynamite. But so I would start with those things. And if they're not getting better, then seeing somebody who specializes in hands, you may need some specialized equipment for your computer. If you do a lot of computer work, looking at your mousing and your hand and upper extremity position while you're doing that, maybe predisposing you to having these symptoms, and there may be some modifications you need to do there.
Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it, Louie. Nick in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Nick.
Hi. I'm just a walking disaster, so I really am. But on June 9th, I got hurt super bad as I'm loading a 800-pound window, and I decided to step off the back of the truck, and there was no truck there. So I don't remember anything from it except for being loaded in the rescue squad. And I broke my collarbone, and I got a severe concussion. And that was, like, as a dude knife. And I'm feeling pretty good now. But the only issue I have now is, like, last Friday, my right arm, this was the left arm, my right arm is just really killing me. So I went in to Purveya, which is our local clinic. And his hypothesis was I was overusing it. But I use both arms now since I'm healing up fine. But he's got me on Tylenol 3 and some type of super strong anti-inflammatory. But the super inflammatory is really not working. But the Tylenol 3, those things are awesome. But I just don't want to be popping Tylenol 3 constantly to make the pain go away. And I've tried ice and stuff, and nothing really seems to work. I was wondering what your suggestions are.
So you hurt your, you fractured your left clavicle, and this is your right arm, or vice versa?
That's correct. Yep. That's exactly clavicle. Yeah, that's what she said. The therapist.
Okay. Can you attribute your right arm pain to anything? You're right-handed, I assume. Did you do a whole bunch? It's like, oh, I did all that with my right, and all right, went back to work and I did this with my right arm. So it's like there's cause and effect for why you had this big increase in right arm pain?
Actually, no. And the therapist thinks that it's just because something to do with the clavicle on the left, but she doesn't really quite know why. And every time I go into therapy, she just kind of gives me this really intense massage, which hurts actually. But I haven't been able to see her because my appointment's not until the 22nd. And like I said, it just aches. It goes from the elbow all the way down, actually the muscle all the way down to my wrist. And I can't think of anything I did. And like
that doesn't sound right. Yeah. So primary shoulder problems don't extend beyond your elbow. So this is something else. Jill's waving her pen at me.
I'm waving my pen at my sister. So you had mentioned you have this clavicle fracture and you sustained a concussion. Did they x-ray your neck at the time?
Full body, like not a full body, but a full CT scan from everything.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't anything that was missed.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say looking at your shoulder is not the right place. You should be looking farther up at the neck, even though you didn't see anything at the neck at that time. You could also have a brachial plexopathy. There's also a parsonage Turner.
Oh, yeah.
So there's some other wonky things that can go on there. So parsonage Turner is a sort of idiopathic, severe upper extremity pain. It's a brachial plexopathy. So something potentially going on from your neck, somewhere in your shoulder, that's referring pain all the way down your arm. Like I said, primary shoulder problems typically do not extend beyond the elbow unless you have an also elbow thing because you're overusing it because your shoulder hurts. So there is a mechanical relationship, but really not a pathologic relationship. There, unless Nick, it's coming from your neck. So I would continue to seek answers. And I don't know that we can tell you what it is, but other than that, there's a number of players on that differential diagnosis list.
Yeah. Nick, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Michelle from Milwaukee couldn't stay online right now, but she uses a walker, can't go more than a few steps with it. She goes to the pool for strengthening, mostly in the deep end where there's no risk of fall. She's wondering if there are ways to help build bone and strength that she should be doing that could help her walk further. And I'm not sure how, I don't have an age for Michelle. I'm guessing older.
Yeah. I'd probably say if she, so she's not going to fall in the shallow end of the pool.
Right.
The water slows you down. The viscosity of the water really prevents you from falling even in the shallow end. So I would walk in the shallow end. If she needs a noodle or something to hold on to, she can do that. And then at home with her walker in a chair, just practicing sit to stand. That's probably one of the easiest ways to maintain some bone strength, or standing in her walker and marching, things like that, and then sitting when she needs to sit. Right. Even, any other ideas?
Well, all those things that Lori said are great. Even short bouts. She doesn't have to do it for a long period of time, but frequent short bouts of that marching, the sit to stand, things like that sprinkled throughout the day would be very helpful for her.
And Elizabeth wondered if there are PTs who are trained in inspiratory muscle training?
Inspiratory.
Yeah. Inspiratory muscle training?
Yes, there are. There are physical therapists who specialize in cardiorespiratory. So there, you can become board certified as a specialist in cardiorespiratory physical therapy. So absolutely, yes. So if you go to the APTA.org, American Physical Therapy Association, and cert and look for, find a PT, and you can look for somebody who specializes in cardiorespiratory physical therapy.
And on that note, it's always such a pleasure to have you guys come by. And I want to thank you again for being with us. It's so always a lot of fun, and you guys do a great job, Jill and Lori. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, listeners, and support WPR.
And speaking of that, Jill Nadeau just rode in on her bike. She took off her helmet. And she's ready to talk with me and with you about goals for this drive. Our goal is to make sure that you keep getting your favorite programs like the Larry Mueller Show going strong. And any gift is important, is it, Jill?
Absolutely, because your support provides the largest piece of funding here at WPR. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we did pretty well. You know, we had that goal of $4,500,
yes.
Jill, and we raised $4,510.
We did, yay!
which is great. I think there were 29 gifts, something like that. Wonderful, wonderful. This hour, we have a goal of 20 gifts, and we've already had several people call in and contribute. So our goal, I guess, is 20 gifts, but here we are. We only have six to go, so let's get after it, Jill.
Absolutely. So help pay for the programs that you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Larry Mueller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day. We have practical advice, a lot of that, on like we had today, topics that affect our communities. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife, some interesting things going on at the university and in the state. We talk health issues. We talk consumer protection. We even have a sports show once a month. And, for example, today's show, I think, is a wonderful example of the kinds of shows that we do every day as we talk physical fitness.
Absolutely. And, you know, you make the show possible when you join in the conversation. We take callers, which is great, and also with your financial support. So your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps the show going.
And I'm thinking about that long sleeve shirt. You know, I always wind up throwing extra money in during these drives to get the cap. It's $10 for the cap. And $20, I think, a month will get you that WPR long sleeve shirt. It's light blue, Wisconsin-inspired design. It's a soft navy shirt and perfect for fall activities for sure. So you can ask for your long sleeve shirt when you make your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I'm going to have to get one of those shirts,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you probably will, Larry.
The cap is already...
it's already taken care of. Well, you know, it's nice to have a long sleeve t-shirt. I don't think we've had one for a while. So
no.
It's good to add to your WPR wardrobe. And you know what? You might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day, like on a cup of coffee or even lunch gets pretty expensive. And newspaper, if you still buy a newspaper, you know, it adds up to a lot of money over the course of a month, if you think about it that way.
Yeah. And you also listen to WPR probably every day. It's just as important as those other daily things you enjoy, so why not spend some money on it?
Absolutely. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Jill and I love our listeners, and I thank you so much for being a listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, and thanks to everybody who's already also a member. It's listener support, your support, that makes WPR a great resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
Because WPR is your radio home. Support it. I don't know about you, but when I wake up, the first thing I do is turn on the radio and it's WPR. So make the news, discussions, and music possible with your first ever gift, maybe, of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let me give you that information once more. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, we keep saying it, it's the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support is so important. Your gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
It is, and giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And I do it usually a couple of times during the drive. that donation is coming back to me, and it'll come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
And as the donor, you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That amount might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example, things you enjoy that make your life better, just like listening to WPR. And the important thing is that you decide what's right for you, the right amount, and then you make the gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now says, I value this program. I want more of it. It makes me think. It makes me laugh. Well, you fill in the blank about how you feel when you hear this show. Those are powerful feelings, and you make a powerful statement when you support what you value, what you believe in. So give now in WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You love WPR because it's your source for fun radio, for intelligent mm-hmm. radio. And of course, there are costs associated with this quality. That's where you come in. Your support's so important.
And making a gift is quick and easy. You'll be finished in no time at all. Your contribution of any amount, well, I suggest $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes WPR possible.
See, we have about six more people here we need to support WPR programs to meet our goal. WPR is listener-supported, and that's why your gift is so important right now as we're coming into about the last, I'm guessing here, about 45 seconds of when Jill and I will be here, although it's still before 12:30, and still time for you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. If you haven't done it, now, take a minute. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We certainly appreciate you listening, and we certainly appreciate your support. And I hope you'll do that right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you.